You're listening to Consider This, episode 14, for September 19, 2012.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Welcome to another episode of Consider This. I'm your host, Doug Payton, and this is a political and cultural opinion podcast that promises to give you a piece of my mind for a small piece of your time. This is a podcast, not a plodcast, so we'll be done in 10 minutes or less. And I want to hear some pieces of your minds as well. Email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or stop by the website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for show notes and a jillion other ways, plus or minus, to express your opinion on today's topics. And now, as if that's not enough, I have two new ways to get in touch and speak your mind. I've got a listener feedback line that you can call into. The number is 267-CALL-CT-0. That's 267-CALL-CT-0 or 267-225-5280. Long distance charges may apply unless you have a cell phone with free long distance or you happen to live in Philadelphia. The other way is to have my feedback line call you. Go to the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and click the phone icon. You'll be asked for the phone number you want to be called at. Your phone rings, my voicemail greeting plays, and then it's all yours. So stop by the website or call me at 267-CALL-CT-0. That's CT as in call today. Now, I know for a fact that at least two people started listening to the podcast via the Stitcher app. It's easier than trying to listen on the website, which you can always do, but then you have to keep track of when a new episode comes out. With Stitcher, it'll be there waiting for you. And, of course, if you use iTunes for your iPod or iPhone, you'll be on top of things as well, but Stitcher works on both iOS and Android phones. Whatever, your choice. But thanks for choosing to take 10 minutes out of your day to consider this. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama have two different ways that they want to deal with the current economic situation. Gee, if there was only some way to look at each of their ideas in action before voting for them. Well, guess what? You're in luck. Neighbors Virginia and Maryland have had governors taking two different strategies to deal with debt and the economy, and here's how it worked out. Under Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, a Democrat, Maryland has raised taxes as a, quote, investment in government programs, which he thought would bring business to the state. Taxes on Maryland's billionaires were increased in 2007. Other increases have included sales tax, tobacco tax, gas tax, and income tax for earners above $100,000 a year. For about a year, it looked as if Maryland's approach was working, but a recent study by Change Maryland, found a net loss of 30,000 taxpayers from the state, accounting for approximately $1.7 billion in lost tax revenue over 5 years. Its comptroller, a Democrat also, is quoted as saying, quote, "The Maryland economy is in trouble. Maryland needs a fundamentally new approach to job growth, one that is focused squarely on the private sector," close quote. Instead, the state lost many major businesses in competition to Virginia. And speaking of Virginia, Republican Governor Bobby McDonnell, in the same time period, in addition to attracting businesses and their jobs, turned a $6 billion shortfall into a recently announced $1 billion operational surplus. So then, in which state would you rather live? That is, if you want a job and a larger tax base. Well, when Election Day rolls around, just consider this. Have you ever wondered why Congress doesn't reduce spending and balance the budget? That line begins an incredibly informative 5-minute video, whose link is in the show notes, that explains what the main problem is. Now, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis, and I'm going to spoil the ending, so to speak, but here goes. Entitlements. Yep, that's pretty much it. By going through the government's own statements, this accountant demonstrates that if we were to shut down the entire federal government tomorrow, but kept the promises we made to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, other entitlements, and government pensions, we would still run a deficit this year. That's right. If the President, Vice President, the entire Cabinet, both houses of Congress, and every federal judge went home tomorrow, if there were no more Department of Education, Energy, Health and Human Services, or even a Department of Defense, we sent home every last soldier and turned the Pentagon into a museum, we would still not have enough tax income to pay what this government has promised to pay for. Now, never mind that we would have disbanded the IRS, not such a bad thing, and yet still collect taxes. This is just looking at what we take in now versus what we have promised to pay out. So think long and hard about this. If we shut down the government and even disbanded our entire military, which some continue to think is the bulk of our spending problem, we would still be going into debt. It's not government spending that is the main problem. It's what I call citizen spending, so to speak. Money we pay to people that we promised we would. No matter the intentions, entitlement spending alone is enough to keep us in debt. And in this economic climate, remember this, Obamacare hasn't really kicked in yet. If your reaction to this is to say that the rich aren't paying their fair share, please tell me what you think their fair share should be. I mean, I want a number, not some phrase like more than they're paying now. How much of the taxes should the top 10% of earners be paying? If you think the top 10% should pay half of all the federal taxes, would that be enough for you? Because actually, they pay significantly more than that. The link is in the show notes to an interactive graph showing how much each category of taxpayer pays, and you can also compare other groupings like top 50% versus bottom 50% or top 25 versus bottom 75. But before you use that phrase fair share, you really need to see this. And then come back and call the listener feedback line and explain that phrase fair share. That's all for this time around. And now with the feedback line, you can easily let me know what you think about dealing with the current economic situation, or government spending, or citizen spending, you like that phrase? Or even what you think about how much the rich should pay to be paying their fair share. The phone number, again, is 267-CALL-CT0. The email is considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, and the website with show notes, get those links there, a comment area, and other ways to get in touch is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. I can't make it any easier to speak your mind without actually going to your home and bringing an audio recorder. Don't make me come out there. I'm Doug Payton, and thanks for giving me the 10 minutes or less of your time to consider this.